Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In the movies, at least, dreams are tangible.
You create the world of the dream.
Full color places with real people.
We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their subconscious.
How could I ever acquire enough detail to make them think that it's reality?
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
Hey, but who wants to wake up? You chase your way through dreams hoping to hold on to the magic, unless it's a nightmare, and then you keep telling yourself it's going to be all right. Reality has difficulty competing with dreams.
You never really remember the beginning of a dream, do you? So how did we end up here? Where are you right now? You're actually in the middle of the workshop right now, sleeping. This is your first lesson in shared dreaming. Stay calm.
Was I really speaking to Leonardo DiCaprio right there? Or was I dreaming? In the movie Inception, dreams are built by architects to very exacting specifications. Could we acquire the blueprints for our dreams and explore the worlds we created when we're awake? There's a question. Well, in a new study recently published in Science, researchers were able to specify the images sleeping dreamers saw by reading MRI scans of their brain activity. Masako Tamaki is research associate at Brown University's Department of Cognitive, Linguistic, and Psychological Sciences. She's part of that new study. Masako, welcome.
Hi.
How do you decode dreams? What are the sort of strands of information that you're using?
We measured brain activity using fMRI from sleeping subject while monitoring sleep stages with EEG, and then we awakened the subject a few minutes after they slept. Then upon awakening, the subject verbally reported what they saw, and then they went to sleep again. And then we repeated this procedure to obtain at least 200 visual reports from each subject.
So each subject gives you 200 reports of a single dream?
No. This is an experiment for about 10 times.
And do people have the same dream as you wake them up and they report and then you put them back to sleep and you're interrupting their dream in different stages, act one, act two, act three?
Well, we tried to awaken the subject in a similar state during sleep because we had a hypothesis that this particular sleep stage could be involved in vivid dream experience.
But, I mean, what kind of stuff is it? Is it like here was the tree you were dreaming or here was the...
Yeah, they were natural images.
Natural images, like yes. What kinds of things?
Like rooms, tables, or female, male, or like letters.
Letters?
Yes. People see letters in dreams.
What do you think this tells you about what dreams are supposed to be for, which I think is something of a mystery?
Yes, we don't know yet. We don't have a clue yet.
Not even a clue?
There are several hypotheses, but we don't have evidence.
Well, what sort of hypothesis? What might dreams be for, aside from giving people ideas for future movies?
For example, it may work reducing unnecessary memories, for example.
So dreams are dumping the memories that we don't want.
Right.
That's interesting. Have you done this to yourself?
No, I wasn't subject. I was an experimenter.
What do you dream?
I dream many, many kinds of things.
Do you think you would recognize, based on what you've already done, do you think you would recognize the images in your own dreams if you went under this same analysis?
Yeah, yes. I think so, yes.
Well, Masako Tamaki, sweet dreams to you.
Thank you very much.
Masako Tamaki is a research associate at Brown University's Department of Cognitive, Linguistic, and Psychological Sciences. One of our listeners has a theory about dreams.
My name is Chelsea from Portland, Oregon. Recently, I suffered my first real loss. One of my closest friends died, and since then I've been having dreams a couple times a week where various people in my life die. Since this was an entirely new realm of pain for me, I think that my brain is now experimenting with it and making me live through other scenarios where I feel similar things. I feel like it's a way to prepare for another tragedy.
Tell us your research results at 877-8-MYTAKE.